Tantor Audio presents Her Mother's Shadow by Diane Chamberlain. Narrated by Arielle Delisle. The girl in the kitchen has her mother's eyes, the color of new jeans and old sapphires. She has her mother's hair, scarlet and sienna, her mother's lips and bird feather hands. But when she turns her head just so, the indigo eyes are flecked with amber, the hair streaked with gold. She is not her mother at all. Paul Maselli. Prologue. Christmas, 1990. There was cheer in the house in the heart of Mateo. From the outside, the large two-story frame building that served as the battered women's shelter was nondescript. There were no Christmas lights hanging from the eaves, not even a wreath on the door, as if the people who ran the house were afraid to draw attention to it. And Lacey supposed they were. Cruel men had put the women and children here, the sort of men she had no experience with and found hard to imagine. But she could see the fear in the women's faces and knew those men existed. More than that, she did not really want to know. Although there was no sign of the season outside the house, inside was another story. Fresh garlands decorated the railing that led up to the bedrooms, and branches of holly were piled on top of the huge old mantel. The scent of pine was so strong it had seared Lacey's nostrils when she first walked inside. A huge tree stood in the corner of the living room, decorated with white lights and colored glass balls, and topped by one of her mother's stained glass angels. The tree was alive, and Lacey did not need to ask if that was her mother's doing. Of course it was. Annie O'Neill always insisted on live trees. They had one at home, and Lacey knew both trees would be taken inland.